From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. While calling Ethiopia a partner on many issues and hailing the country's fight against terrorism in East Africa, President Barack Obama also is urging the country to protect human rights and ensure good governance. VOA White House correspondent Aru Pandey has more on the president's talk with the Ethiopian prime minister in Addis Ababa following a weekend of terror attacks in the region.
The deadly blast that struck a hotel in Somalia's capital just as Mr. Obama landed in Ethiopia Sunday was a reminder, the U.S. president said, of the very real threat facing the region.
Yesterday's bombing in Mogadishu reminds us that terrorist groups like al-Shabaab offer nothing but death and destruction and have to be stopped. We've got more work to do.
It was against this security backdrop that talks between President Obama and Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn took place Monday in Ethiopia's ornate National Palace. Following Monday's bilateral talks in the palace, President Obama convened a meeting with the leaders of Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, and the African Union in hopes of finding a path to peace. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Addis Ababa.
The United States is working with Turkey on a plan to clear Islamic State insurgents from northern Syria, a campaign which will escalate Ankara's involvement in the fight against militants in the region. A U.S. official told news agencies that the goal is to create an Islamic State-free zone to ensure greater security along Turkey's border with Syria. But the official says the operation does not include a no-fly zone in the region, which had been a long-standing Turkish demand. The U.S. fears creating a no-fly zone to halt Syrian government air raids in the region would draw American forces further into the four-year fight several groups are waging to overthrow Syria's president. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department says widespread human trafficking is helping fuel vast fortunes around the world, leaving millions of people exploited by unscrupulous labor overseers and sex traders in virtually every country of the world. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says this year's report needs to be a call to action, and he urged governments to strengthen and enforce their laws.
And by issuing it, we want to bring to the public's attention the full nature and scope of a $150 billion illicit trafficking industry. We want to provide evidence and facts that will help people who are already striving to achieve reforms to alleviate suffering and to hold people accountable. We want to provide a strong incentive for governments at every level to do all that they can to prosecute trafficking and to shield at-risk populations.
Human trafficking has no boundaries in respect of laws, according to the report, which also says it exists in formal and informal labor markets of both lawful and illicit industries, affecting skilled and unskilled workers from a spectrum of educational backgrounds. A terrorist attack in India's Punjab state killed at least 10 people and prompted authorities to increase security along the border with Pakistan. Officials say at least 3 to 4 heavily armed men dressed in army fatigues first fired on a bus from a stolen car, then headed to a police complex in the town of Dinangar and opened fire as they stormed the building. Commandos and police reinforcements rushed to the scene, beginning a nearly 12-hour gun battle before the attackers were killed. Officials say security forces are now searching the building. Separately, investigators say 5 bombs were found on railroad tracks between towns, suggesting more attacks were in the plans. The death toll is now at 18 following Sunday's bombing of the Jazeera Palace Hotel in Mogadishu by the militant group al-Shabaab. 5 more deaths were reported today, including that of a Chinese embassy worker who was killed when the powerful truck bomb went off. Ambulance services say searchers also pulled 4 bodies from the rubble of the partially destroyed hotel. The hotel was host to the Chinese and Egyptian embassies in Somalia and is also a popular spot for lawmakers and reporters. World markets tumbled today after the main Chinese stock market suffered its biggest plunge in 8 years. Shortly after opening, the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit its lowest level in over 5 months, and the Nasdaq Composite also saw a low point of the past 4 weeks. The Chinese government's dramatic efforts to prop up the mainland's falling stock markets suffered a serious setback Monday as major indices suffered their biggest single-day plunge in 8 years. The Shanghai Composite Index lost 8.5%. And the U.S. envoy to the 6-party talks with North Korea is meeting this week with officials to South Korea, Japan, and China to discuss restarting the long-stalled negotiations with North Korea. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.